Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Vidarian Lowe. Vidarian Lowe is a starting left tackle for the Illinois football team and is one of the top returning players on the stout offensive line that they have over there. Vidarian, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Starting things off, Vidarian, we know we're getting back into the groove of what we expected with the upcoming college football season, but going into your senior year have been the start of the past three seasons. But based off of your experiences, what did you work on in particular this offseason in order to take your game to the next level?
I've really been working on my footwork, you know, making sure I get my foot speed down and just trying to be more efficient with that because, you know, I've been told by, you know, coaches and whatnot that, you know, just by doing that, getting my agility better and getting my foot speed better, then that would just help my overall game. And also, you know, I'm just trying to make sure I stay through another game and just know as much football as possible. So I'm always making sure that I'm knowing, you know, everything that's going on around me and I'm even knowing what other guys are doing so that, you know, I can just know, you know, as much of, you know, the game as I can.
And Vidarian, last season, you're part of a Illinois football team that defeated Wisconsin at home. One of the top games in the Big Ten that season was came down to the final second of the game. What was it like to be part of that team? And did that performance give you any momentum going into the next couple of games?
Yeah, it was actually really unbelievable. You know, like nobody expected us to win. Nobody expected us to come out on top. You know, they had, I think at that time, the number one defense in the country or number two or something like that. And they hadn't let anybody score. They had four shutouts or so, I think, in the six games or five games or so, yeah, nobody really expected us to do anything. And, you know, we didn't care. We just went out there, you know, played our game. You know, we all bought into the system that Coach Lovie Smith is, you know, building around here. And, you know, we just went out there and we played for Coach and we played for ourselves and played together. And, we always fought. You know, we always fought back to get back into the game. You know, even when, you know, they were about to score, we still fought. And, you know, to the last second of the game, we just fought and we ended up coming out on top.
When thinking of programs that are trending upwards in the Big Ten, obviously Illinois, one of the first teams that comes to mind, a lot of which, as you touched on, has to do with Lovie Smith. What's it been like being able to play under him over these course of your career?
Yeah, it's been wonderful. It's been great. You know, Coach Smith, he's a great guy. You know, he's a great coach. He really cares about his players. You know, he makes sure he surrounds his players with great coaches, you know, that really cater to the player and try to uplift the player and get the player better. You know, he's always put great people on his coaching staff. And, you know, with getting an offense coordinator in like Coach Rod Smith, I feel like that helped our team just a lot because when Coach Rod Smith came in the following season, we had, you know, a way better results from the past season. And, you know, he's just great. He got, you know, his rules and he got his system that he would like for, you know, the whole team and players to buy into. And, you know, we've already bought into that. You know, we've all on the same page now. And as he tells us, every time we all get together, we're just ready to get it going and trying to win the Big Ten West.
And Vidarian, in terms of next season, what are your team goals and what are your individual goals?
Yeah, so next season, our team goals, you know, is to be at the top of the Big Ten West. You know, we want to compete and win, you know, week in and week out. And, you know, we want to ultimately get to the Big Ten Championship. And that's probably our number one goal, you know, just to be at the top of the Big Ten West and to, you know, to just be the best all-around team and to be the best possible team that we can be. And my personal goal is to just get better, you know, every week and to make sure I put, you know, great film on tape and to try and be the highest draft pick I could possibly be for myself. And, you know, that's one of the things I'm really focused on because, you know, that the film and stuff matters. So I'm just really making sure that I focus on, you know, my potential on getting better, my ability and my technique so that I can put all that on tape and that all needs to, you know, be draft stock going up.
Speaking of draft stock, what do you feel that you want to be able to show scouts? So when scouts come to Illinois, watching this offensive line, a lot of draftable players, what do you want them to look for based off of your senior tape in addition to what you showed on your junior film?
Yeah. So one of the things that I always told my like told myself when people ask this question that I want them to look for is, you know, the first thing that comes to mind, you know, obviously the intangibles such as the length and the footwork and, you know, being able to move and then, you know, having agility and being able to put myself into the right positions and obviously the strength. And but, you know, other parts of my game that I would really like to show is that, you know, I could be a great pass blocker. You know, on my end, you know, since I play the left side, I want to be known as that shutdown pass blocker, the number one pass blocker. And that's one thing that I really want to make sure that I put on notice for everybody that watches me this year is that, yeah, okay, well, he has long arms, great feet, yeah, yada, yada. But, you know, he's a great pass blocker. And, you know, that's what I feel like that's what, you know, NFL needs guys like that who can be shutdown pass blockers on the end because they're great athletes coming off the edge every play for every team. Those we really need it, and I feel like I can put that on film to show them this year.
And but Darian, especially next year because it is your senior year, things like the Senior Bowl, Shrine Bowl, Collegiate Bowl are on all seniors' minds. Is that a goal that you're working towards for next season?
Yeah, 100%. First goal is to, you know, have a great senior year. You know, to make put great tape on, you know, week in and week out, and to have a great year to finish good. And then the second goal is to make a Senior Bowl, you know, because that's where all the scouts and everybody's going to be watching. So that's where you really want to be. You're going against the best guys from all over the country. So that's where you really want to show, you know, how good you are, show your skills and your talents, and just put on a show for everybody coming to see and to get to raise your draft stock up because all the scouts and everybody's going to be there.
You are fortunate, Vidarian, to play with some of the best offensive linemen in the entire country. You could argue that Illinois is right up there as the best offensive line in the entire country. What's it been like over your course of your career to play with the likes of Doug, Kendrick, and Alex for this long period of time?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, I've been playing with, you know, Doug and Alex since my very true freshman year. And then, you know, Kendrick came on his redshirt freshman year. But yeah, it's been great. You know, just the amount of chemistry and that we have built up, you know, over the past two seasons and all the time we spent together and just working out and just making sure we're always on the same page. Like, it's crazy. Like, we built up such a good chemistry and we're always all on the same page and we all know how to work as one. And I feel like, you know, us playing together starting from when we were all sophomore and and redshirt freshman to now, like this year, it's only like it's gonna be something that, you know, nobody has ever seen from, you know, Illinois offensive line as a whole, you know, standpoint, because we all have a plan to be the best and we all want to achieve way more than we achieved last year. And we all want to be better, like individually as players. And when we all put together our willpower, you know, to want to be the best, then it's gonna be something unbelievable.
And Vidarian, we talked to many athletes. Some of them decide to redshirt their freshman year. That wasn't the case for you. Saw action. You started in 7 games, played in 8 games. Why did you decide not to take a redshirt year? And why do you think you were able to compete at such a high level so early on in your career?
My freshman year, I had missed the first few games due to injury. And, you know, at that point, I did think that I was going to redshirt, you know, because I'm just coming off an injury in my freshman. I'm thinking I'm going to redshirt. But, you know, I still, once I, you know, recovered and I rehabbed from that, I just came out to practice, you know, every day. And, you know, our offense coordinator, Coach McGee, ended up putting me in against Iowa. And, you know, I was really, you know, nervous and timid because I'm still an ATO kid. But, you know, going into that game, and then getting the first few snaps done and then, you know, realizing, all right, I can actually, you know, really do this. And this is something that, you know, I'm actually capable of doing. I can compete with these guys. And it was just really like it was surreal and a dream come true at the time. And I just knew that I had a lot more work to do as well because, you know, a lot of those guys were, you know, way farther advanced. I didn't get a camp in or I didn't get a lot of stuff in. So, like, I just knew I had a ton of work to do in the offseason after my freshman year. But it was a great experience, though.
Most offensive linemen do end up redshirting, but some are forced into action like yourself. What advice would you give to offensive tackles who are coming from high school playing offensive line? You need maturity. You need a lot of those things to have success. But what's the best advice you could give to them?
The best advice I could give to them is just to become a student of the game. You know, just try and learn as much as you can about the game, because, you know, it's really, you know, you think you know the playbook and all that type of stuff, and then when you get in the game and shots are being fired and you're right in front of a guy, you know, you're only 18 years old. Like, you just started learning the playbook and you're not 100% sure on everything. And it's just like, that's just something that's really big. And also, you know, study film, study the guys that you're going to be going up against, because at that point, you're a freshman coming in and you're playing, you're starting, you know, you're at a disadvantage already, because first of all, you're inexperienced. You know, your body might not be to the point where, you know, it's going to be in two, three years from where you are, but, you know, you're already at a disadvantage. So, you know, just, you have to try and, you know, make sure you're a student of the game and make sure you know what your opponent is going to do before they do it, you know, based off of what you've watched. And that's probably the best thing I can tell somebody, because, you know, it's not easy playing as a true freshman, no matter really who you are. But if you can, you know, become a student of the game and really like learn about your opponent and stuff, you can give yourself a slight edge.
So Darian, can you talk a little bit about your high school career, what the whole recruiting process was like for you, and why you ended up choosing playing for Lovie Smith?
Yeah. So in high school, I only had one offer. I got offered by Illinois after my freshman year of high school. I think Coach Beckman was the head coach at that time. And I had received a scholarship offer early in my high school career. And I held on to it. You know, I went to many different, you know, schools and camps to, you know, compete with other guys at their school to get noticed and to get more offers, but none of them really seen the road land. And then when Coach Lovie Smith got here, I came back to another Illinois camp here in Champaign. And right after the camp was over with, you know, I just felt like, you know, Coach Smith was a coach, was kind of coach that I wanted to play for. You know, I already knew, like, based on what I had heard about him, he's a great guy. He's a great coach, you know, from what other players have said. And I just felt like that was a guy that I wanted to play for. So after my, after the camp that I went to when he was there, I just went up to his office and I, you know, told him I was going to commit to him.
Since being on campus and having your 3 years so far, Vidarian, what's the culture been like at Illinois on this football team and just the campus in general for a football player?
Well, the culture on the team, you know, we have been trying to, you know, establish, you know, a really set culture for a while now. You know, everybody, when, you know, we think about Illinois football program, you know, winning doesn't come to your mind when you think about, you know, Illinois football program. And that's the type of culture we've been trying to establish here. That's the type of, you know, base level we've been trying to get, because we want to change the way people think about Illinois football. Nobody right now respects Illinois football as of right now, and we don't like that. We want that to change. So, and with everything we're doing, we're trying to make sure we establish a winning culture, a winning mindset, from the weight room to conditioning to film and to actually playing ball. Like, we're just trying to make sure we, you know, go hard and attack everything 100% every time to make sure that we establish winning culture, so that when it gets late in games and you're playing against a great team, you felt like you've been there before and you've already put the work in. So that's the type of culture we've been trying to establish. You know, that's just, we've been trying to change that, because it's been, you know, like this for a while. Nobody has really taken Illinois serious. So, yeah.
Vidarian, you made your first start on the road at Iowa. What was that game like? And were you nervous before the game?
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know, that was the most amount of fans I had ever played in front of in my life. You know, you go from high school, you know, playing in front of, you know, 2,000-3,000 fans or whatever, to playing in front of, I don't know, they probably put 100,000 people in there. And that was, you know, really new for me. You know, their sideline was probably 8 feet away from our benches, and I could hear, you know, every word that their fans were saying. It was just a lot going on. I'm still trying to focus on the game and focus on what I got to do. So it was very surreal, and I was very nervous. But after I got out there and, you know, played the first few snaps, I started to settle down and I started to, you know, really think about, you know, what I was doing. And I got into the flow of the game. And, but yeah, the nerves were definitely there before that game.
Darian, the Illinois atmosphere for a game day is obviously incredible, but is there another Big Ten school that you love to play at, whether it be the atmosphere, the fans, just the rivalry? Is there another one that you enjoy playing at?
Yeah, we played at Nebraska once my sophomore year, and the atmosphere there was amazing. You know, they always, you know, pack their stadium. And they always packed their stadium, and that was, you know, one of the few times I had seen a full stadium, and then just hearing the crowd noise while you're playing, and it's just really intense. And you know, it's something that, you know, if you love college football, if you love playing a game, then you're gonna love that atmosphere, and you're gonna love being around that. Like, it was just unbelievable. You know, their fans are diehard fans, and you know Nebraska, they're always gonna play hard, so it's always gonna be a great game. You know, if you, you know, pairing a great game with the great atmosphere and the noise from the stadium, it was a great all around experience. So Nebraska probably one of my top places to play at, and then also Iowa. Iowa's always, you know, packed and crowded, and then, you know, with the fans not being very close to your bench, you know, that makes it, you know, it gives it a different level of, you know, intensity. And like I said, Iowa's a great football team as well, so you know it's gonna be a great game, and everybody's gonna be into it. So those are probably my top two.
And Darian, matter of fact, you're playing Nebraska on the road this year, I believe. But are there any other games that you're looking forward to playing in?
Yeah, we have very high expectations this year. So, you know, we're looking forward to the whole entire schedule. You know, the whole Big Ten play. We want to finish out strong and at the top of the Big Ten West. So every game is critical. You know, and especially, you know, playing against the teams that we lost to in the Big Ten West last season, you know, we're circling all those games on our calendar. But every game is going to be critical this year. And then we're looking at every game as, you know, a must win, and looking at every game as in, you know, we're going to go in there and make sure we do our job. So I don't think there's probably one game that we can single out.
You've mentioned a few times how goal, win the Big Ten West. In your opinion, in what ways do you think this Illinois football team needs to change in order to achieve that goal based on from what you saw from last season?
Yeah, like I said, it's our mindset, you know, just having the winning mentality. You know, we have great players on our team already. You know, we already have great guys. We have playmakers, and, you know, we have a foundation. You know, we have the foundation of guys who could, you know, play at the next level. We have the foundation of guys who bought into the system. And that was, you know, not 100% of everybody was like that, you know, the previous year. And, you know, just trying to make sure everybody gets on the same page and everybody buys into, you know, the culture and the program around here, then that is going to, you know, catapult us into a better direction for next season, to put us on track and for us to accomplish our goal of winning the Big Ten West.
The Darian, when we talk to a lot of players, they approach every week going 1-0, winning every week until the last week. Is that something that you think that this Illinois football team has to do next season?
Yeah. I think that's definitely something that we're going to do. You know, we like to break games up into, you know, quarters. You know, four games at a time. And, you know, we always make sure we treat every game, you know, no matter who it is, we treat it seriously. And we, you know, make sure that we prepare, you know, the same way we prepare every week. And we make sure we establish, you know, a winning mindset from Monday morning, from when we first start looking and scouting the team. So I think that's something that would also help us, you know, accomplish our goal.
In what ways during this pandemic, Darian, we've seen the way you've progressed, and we know you want to see the next wave of top-tier Illinois offensive linemen have the same level of success. So in what ways have you been helping them, Darian, to get adjusted to college football, even with what has been going on?
Yeah, we've been trying to make sure that the guys are as comfortable with the playbook as possible. You know, there are, you know, that's something that you know, could really help and, you know, make the game a lot easier for, you know, guys and younger guys is knowing the playbook and knowing all the calls and just knowing the game, you know, because a lot of guys, they can know what their position does, but they don't know what the whole line, you know, does, or they don't know why we do certain things. And just getting, you know, we've been trying to get in guys to learn the playbook and to also learn, you know, defenses and learn what the defense players are doing and learning what the D-line is doing, just so they could, you know, become a student of the game. And that would only help them, you know, put them on a better direction to becoming a better player, because, you know, the skill level and all that, that comes over time. That comes with just working. But, you know, you can always think football and, you know, think of football and knowing more about the game will help you.
And Madarian, just like you're going to take on a leadership role next season, when you first arrived, was there someone, whether it was a player or a coach, that kind of took you under their wings and kind of showed you the way around and helped you a lot?
So my freshman year, when I first got to the university, the first player, the first older guy that I really connected with was Reggie Corbin. You know, he was the first guy, you know, I asked a lot of questions and asked how, you know, things were done. And he, you know, he gave me all the answers and he was great. Virgil is a great guy, you know, a great football player. But, you know, he was one of the older guys that I first started really connecting with. And then for the O-line aspect, you know, for my position and stuff, it was Nicky Alvegretti. So anytime I had any questions or anything, and I played next to Nicky my freshman year, sometimes it'd be, we would be in the middle of a game and I'm asking him, you know, what I got to do right here. And, you know, he could tell me Nicky was a great leader for the offensive line, great leader for the team. And, but those two guys were the two guys that, you know, I looked up to and I had great relationships with when I first got here.
But Darren, thinking about the future of this Illinois football program, is there one underclassman that sticks out to you, hasn't gotten that media attention yet, but should be on our draft radars pretty soon?
Yeah, we have a bunch of young, great players, you know, on our team that, you know, are just destined to break out, you know, soon. I know ones that come to mind are, you know, we have Casey Washington, Devon Witherspoon, you know, Isaiah Williams. We have a bunch of great underclassmen. And on online, you know, Jordan Slaughter, Virtus Brown. We have a bunch of guys who are destined to break out, you know, at any time next season, this season, you know, from any time that they're here. I think that, you know, that's the type of those are the guys that are going to keep the trajectory of Illinois football, you know, going up and going forward and helping, you know, Illinois football establish a winning culture.
And with Darian, aside from football, academically, what did you decide to major in? And once your football career is over, is that a field that you want to go into?
Yeah, so I major in communications. And, I really plan on, you know, using, you know, going into a field where my major is really used. One thing I really love doing, you know, I love watching, you know, sports analysts and stuff like that. And, you know, just analyzing sports from, you know, instead of a player view, you know, from a fan view or whatnot. So that was probably one of the main reasons why I became a comm major, was because, you know, I like being a sports analyst, I like talking about those type of things. And I just plan on using my degree in the future to do something like that.
Vidarian, when watching film, what are some tendencies that you like to look for in defensive ends to try and utilize to your advantage in the game?
Yeah, so the things I like to look for is number one is the stance and alignment. That's probably the first thing anybody should look for when watching anybody is, you know, how that person is lining up and where are they lining up. That's the one thing I look for, because it tells you a lot about the guy you're going against. It tells you a lot about what they're going to do. You know, if they line up a certain way, then they're going to do a speed rush, or if they line up this way, they're going to do a bull rush, or if that, you know, or if they line up wide, then they're not going to, you know, slice inside, or if they line up tighter, then a blitz is probably coming from there. You know, alignment and stance can tell you just about almost anything you need to know about a defensive player. So those are the things that I look for when I'm watching a guy on film. And another thing I'm always watching are their moves and what moves do they like to do the most and what moves are they best at. So I could try to, you know, work counter moves the whole entire week so that when they do it in the game, I'm not caught off guard. I'm always watching to see if they, you know, if they're a bigger guy and they like to board rush, or if they're, you know, a more athletic guy and they like to, you know, dip speed to dip, or, you know, work a move inside. You know, those are the things that I'm always watching to see, because those things, you know, tell you all you need to know about a guy.
And Vadarian, when you're not on the football field or in the classroom, are there certain activities you like to do with your teammates?
Yeah, so the number one thing I like to do with the guys when I'm not in class or on field is playing a game. You know, I love playing a game against them. That's probably one of the only things we do is, you know, play the game, because, you know, we all want to be the best and we all, you know, talking like we're the best. So that's one of the things that we always do is just play the game against each other. And we all like to just change, you know, talk about, you know, anything all the time. And, you know, we call it fellowship, where we all just chill in one room and we all talking and, you know, talking about whatever and joking around. So it's all that big time.
But Darian, you get to go up against some of the top tier defensive ends in the country, like we see on TV, getting drafted really high. Was there one that stood out to you last season that was the best you went up against?
Yeah, so the number one guy that I went up against was definitely AJ Epenesa from Iowa. Yeah, he's great. He's a great defensive end. He just does a lot of things that, you know, are really great and that really show you why he's an NFL talent guy. You know, he has great strength, great power. You know, he's great with his hands. You know, he's a great football player. And me and him had a really good battle this past season. And he was the guy that stood out the most out of everybody.
And Vadarian, how do you think going up against top players like AJ helped your development as a player?
Yeah, those, you know, going against players like him, you know, you don't get comfortable going against players like him. You know, he always had me on my toes. You know, you going against players like him, you're never going to be, you know, content or comfortable with what's going on. You know, you're always going to be, you know, guessing or wondering what they're going to do and then wondering how you're going to counter that. You know, you're always going to try and figure out, you know, how to get the upper hand in the situation. And that's what's good about going against guys like that, because, you know, going against guys like that and learning how to, you know, get the upper hand in situations, how that makes you better so that, you know, the next time those things happen, you've been there before, you know what to do, like it's not new to you. And I think that all makes you a better football player.
Vadarian, when watching film of NFL players or watching NFL games in general, are there certain players that you try and take pieces of their game and add them to yours, or certain guys you emulate your game after?
You know, I never really, you know, watched O-linemen growing up. You know, I never tried to, you know, base my game off of anybody in particular. But I know I get told a lot that my playing style is a lot like Trent Williams, you know, like with, you know, the feet with the great footwork and all of that. I get told that, you know, he's probably one of my, you know, most similar comparisons. And, you know, after being told that, you're like some guys, you know, I start watching them and start seeing how they move and start seeing what they do and what makes them great football players and stuff like that. So, yeah, he's one of the main guys that I look at.
And, Vadarian, hypothetical question. If you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
It would probably be, what's his name, Rodney Stanley from the Ravens, the left tackle. Yeah, I think he'll probably be one of the top guys that I would, you know, look after to go train with, because, you know, he's a great pass blocker. You know, that's one of the things that, you know, I really, you know, care about for my game, and, you know, one of the things that I put a lot of emphasis on. And, you know, he's a great offensive lineman all around. He's a great protector off the left edge. And, you know, I really like his game. I really like how he plays. So he's probably one of the guys that I would, you know, want to train with.
Vadarian, last question. We know it's a little ways away, but have you thought at all about signing an NFL contract? And what would be the first thing you would want to do with a signing bonus?
I know I got, first thing I'm going to do is going to be something for my family, though, you know, for my fiance and my little boy. You know, I'm going to make sure that they're, you know, they're right and that they're taken care of and that, you know, they get anything that they've been wanting for a long time. So that's probably the first thing I'll do with my son, Mona.
That was Vidarian Lowe with the Illinois football team. We really appreciate your time and all the insight you gave us, and best of luck next season.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.